Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, sets forth the basic halachas of Tkiyah Shofar. Mishnah says, Seder Tkiyah Shalosh Al Shalosh Shalosh. The basic mitzvah of Shofar requires that we blow three sets of kolos, each containing three kolos. As the Gemara explains, the Gemara from Lamed Gimel Amud Beis to Lamed Dalid, this is derived from Sukkim. There's a question exactly where to learn this from. But basically, what we learn from the Sukkim is that a person is supposed to blow Tkiyah, Truah, Tkiyah three times. There's a kol called the Tkiyah, and there's a kol called the Truah. The Truah has to be enveloped by Tkiyos on either side, so a person has to blow nine kolos. That's the basic halacha of Tkiyah Shofar. There is a discussion in the Gemara, is this Daraisa, are all these nine kolos Daraisa? Perhaps only the first set is Daraisa, maybe the first three is Daraisa, the others are Midrabanan, maybe the first two are Daraisa, and the last is Midrabanan. Whatever it is, whether it's the Raisa or it's the Rabbana, that's the basic mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar, to blow nine kolos, Tkiyah, Truah, Tkiyah, three times. What exactly is a Truah? The Torah uses the word Truah, but what does a Truah mean? What does that word mean? So the Mishnah tells us, Shir Truah Kishalosh Yevavos. The Shir of a Truah is like three Yevavos. What's a Yevavah? So that's a machlokes rishonim, which we'll have to get to later, but the simple understanding of the word yevavah is that it's a short blast. It's like the blast that we blow in our truah. The question is, how many blasts do you have to blow? So we'll see, that could be a machlokes rishonim, but that's what the Mishnah seems to say, that a truah is composed of short blasts. The Gemara, on the other hand, quotes a different Tana. The Gemara quotes a braisa that says, Shir truah kishlosha shvarim. The shir of a truah is like shlosha shvarim, what we call a shvarim. Not yevavos, but rather shvarim. Not short blasts, but rather longer blasts. So there seems to be a machlokas, tanayim, as to whether a truah in the Torah is what we call a truah, or the word truah in the Torah is really what we call shvarim. So the Gemara Taka says that the pasuk says, Yom truah yeh lochem, and we darshin, we're matargin, we translate Yom yevavah yeh lochon. So the question is, what does the word yevavah mean? One day a hold, one tana holds that genuche ganach, it's sighing, it's long cries. Marsover yululi yolil, and the other tana holds that it's short blasts. It's a machlokes tanaim, exactly what the word trua means. Pshat in the pasuk. What does the word trua in the Torah mean? Does it mean what we call trua, or does it mean what we call shvarim? Short blasts or longer blasts? The Gemara in Daf Lamed Dalet on page 2 expands this a little bit more. The Gemara says that, albeit from the Mishnah, it sounds like all you have to blow for the basic halacha is nine kolos, tkiyah, truah, tkiyah three times. So according to the Tana of the Mishnah, you have to blow what we call truah, so tkiyah, truah, tkiyah three times. According to the Tana of the Braisa and the Gemara, you'd have to blow tkiyah, shvarim, tkiyah three times. Right? Three sets of kashan. But Rabbi Avot introduced something else. Asking Rabbi Avot, the history of Tekiah, Shlosh, Shvarim, Truah, Tekiah. Rabbi Avot introduced the concept called the Tashrat. That means Tekiah, Shvarim, Truah, and then Tekiah. Why did he do that? So basically, the Gemara explains that Rabbi Avot had a suffix, whether we paskin that the Truah is what we call a Truah. The word Truah in the Torah means short blast. So does the word Truah in the Torah mean longer blast, what we call a Shvarim? So he was misaka in actually three things, according to the Gemara. It's a long piece of Gemara, but what the Gemara concludes that he was actually misaka in three things. He was misaka they should blow tekiah, shvarim, tekiah, because maybe the word truah is tarim and shvarim. He was misaka that they should blow tekiah, shruah, tekiah, because maybe the word truah and tarim means short blast, what we call the truah. And he also had a suffix whether truah and tarim means both. Does it mean both truah and shvarim? Or I should better say, both Shvarim and Truah. So he decided to be Misakein Tashrat as well. Now the Gemara points out, Rabbi Avot was not Misakein Tashrat, meaning to blow Tkiah and then Truah and then Shvarim and then Tkiah, because that's not the normal way for a person to cry. The normal way a person cries is first he sighs, he has longer cries, and then he has shorter cries. So even if you assume that Truah in the Torah means Shvarim and Truah, it means a combination. The only combination can be shvarim truah, it can't be truah shvarim. That's not a normal way to cry, and the word truah is referring to a person's cry. So this is Rabbi Avot's takana. From the Mishnah, the impression you get is that the mitzvah, whether it's the mitzvah d'araisa or it's the mitzvah d'rabbanan also, but the basic mitzvah is nine kolos, And then there seems to be some kind of machlokas as to what the Truah is. From the Mishnah, you get the impression it's short blast. The Brice in the Gemara seems to give us the impression that it's longer blast, like Shvarim. But the Avo seems to have had this kind of a suffering, and he added another possibility, that maybe it's a combination, maybe it's Shvarim Truah, so he was misnagging that they should blow all. So it comes out, according to Rabbi Avo, it's not enough to blow 9 kolos. You have to blow how many kolos? 30. What we call 30. It really isn't 30. It really is 27. Because it's really simply 3 sets of Tashurat, 3 sets of Tashat, 3 sets of Harat, and Shvarim Truah is really 1 kol. We just call it 30 because Shvarim Truah we look at as 2 kolos. But basically, it's 27 kolos, right? That you have to blow 3 sets of Tashrat, 3 sets of Tashat, 3 sets of Tarat, because we're afraid. That's what the Gemara seems to say. Rabbi Avo was in a Safkalei. He was afraid that he didn't know what the Pshat and the word Truah in the Torah meant. It either means short blast or long blast, or maybe it means Shvarim Truah. So he was machmir that everyone should blow 3 types of Truahs. We should blow the Shvarim Truah and the Shvarim and the Truah. So he was misakeh that everyone should blow 30 kolos, so that we know for sure that you've been yodzeh. In other words, that you've been yodzeh the chiv of 9 kolos. The basic chiv is 9 kolos. We just blow 30 kolos to ensure that we've been yodzeh this chiv. This is what emerges from the simple reading of the Gemara on Daf Lamed Daled. And this is in fact what the Rambam writes. The Rambam, in explaining Rebbe Avo's takana, the Rambam in Hilchos Shofar Perek Gimel Halacha Beis in Source 5, says Trua zu ha'amura ba'Torah nistapek lanu ba'safek. The Trua that's written in the Torah, we have a safek about it. B'fiorach Hashana v'rov ha'golios ve'einanu yodin ha'echi. We don't know what it should be. Imhi ha'yelola shemialin ha'noshim ben hiyasim ve'eshem yavvin. O ha'anacha k'derech she'ye'onech ha'odam pam achar pam k'sheyidag liba midav ha'godol. We don't know what it is. Is it a shvarim? Is it a Trua? What we call Shvarim and what we call Trua. So therefore, concludes the Rambam, Lefidav Anu Osin Hakol. We do all of them. We blow Tashat and Tarat, and we blow Tashrat as well. From the Lashon of the Rambam, it sounds like Rabbi Avo was mistapik. He didn't know what the Trua in the Torah means. The Ran and some other Rishonim quote from Rav Haigon, a different pshat than Rabbi Avo. Rav Haigon seemed to say that Rabbi Avo was not mistapik at all. In fact, they asked Akasha, Rav Haigon was asked, how could it be, if we have a suffix, what the true is supposed to be? So it turns out that some people were not being yotzei the proper takana before the mitzvah, before Rabbi Avo was misake, and some people weren't being yotzei. Some were blowing tashat, some were blowing tarat, but if true only means one or the other, so some people were not being yotzei. So how could it be? Am Yisrael was not being yotzei the mitzvah of shofar? Rabbi Avo was misake the new takana to make everyone be yotzei? How could it be? Rav Haigon answered that Rabbi Avo really knew that either way you blow the Truah, you can be Yotzei the Mitzvah. Whether you blow Shvarim Truah, or you blow Shvarim, or you blow Truah, anyone can be Yotzei. Truah just means a crying sound. So Shvarim is a crying sound, Truah is a crying sound, and a combination is also a crying sound. Shvarim Truah is also a crying sound. Rabbi Avo knew that you could be Yotzei in any way. So why was he misaken? He was misaking that they should blow the 30 kolos because he was afraid that the Hamon Am, that the masses, would think that maybe some people are not being yotzei. The masses think it looks strange. Some people are doing this, and other people are doing that. The different shuls are doing different things. So Rabbi Avo was concerned that people shouldn't think that some people are not being yotzei. If you look at the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, he explains that the Lashon of the Gemara, misafkele, which sounds like Rabbi Avo had a suffek, that's lav dafka. It's not that Rabbi Avo had a suffek. Rabbi Avo was afraid that the Hamon Am would have a suffix, the masses would have a suffix. They look at what people are doing and they say, hey, these people are being yotzei, those are not. Maybe the other people are being yotzei, and the first group is not. They wouldn't realize that really every brand of Truah is fine. You can blow what we call Shvarim, or what we call Truah, what we call Shvarim Truah, and you can be yotzei with any of them. So he came and he was misake in a uniform takana so that no one would think that there are two chalukos, there are two Torahs. This shul is doing its minig, and the other shul is doing a different minig, and people might think that some shuls are not being yotzei. Rabbi Avo was misaken that everyone should do the same thing. There should be a uniform takana, so that everyone would realize that everyone is being yotzei. This is what Rav Haigon suggests to explain Rabbi Avo's takana. Very different than the Rambam. Rav Haigon says everyone is yotzei. It wasn't really a suffix. Rabbi Avo was misaken because the masses would think it's a suffix. But really, everyone could be yotzei with tashrat, and you could be yotzei with tashrat, you could be yotzei with tarat. He was just misakin a uniform takana, so that no one would think that some people are being yotzei and some people are not. According to the Rambam, it's very different. Rabbi Avo really had a suffix. Really had a suffix. You're really only yotzei with one. We just don't know which one. So that's why Rabbi Avo was misakin that they should go all three to ensure that everyone is being yotzei. Two very different approaches to Rabbi Avo's takana. So this is the basic mitzvah of shofar, to blow 9 kolos. Rabbi Avo expanded it to 30 kolos, either to ensure that people are going to be yotzei because it's a suffix, or to make sure that no one would think that some people are not being yotzei, to make it a uniform takana, so that it shouldn't look strange that people are knowing 2 different kolos. This is what we blow before Musaf, Rosh Hashanah. We blow what we call tkios de miyushav. Those are the tkios that even though we're not sitting for those tkios, but you can, it's not in the middle of Shmona Esrei, so you can sit, even though we do stand lechvo the mitzvah, but it's called tkios de miyushav because it's at a time during davening when you technically can sit. And this is the number of 30 kolos. But we know that we blow during Musaf as well. We blow, I'll say there, brachos, birchos, malchios, zechonos, v'shofros. So where did that come from? That's a different Gemara. The Gemara on Avtezayim, earlier in the Marvakamos, the Gemara on page 3. The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Lama Tokim Barash Hashanah. So the Gemara says, Lama Tokim Barash Hashanah, it's a possible. Well, that's the question. So he says, no. Rabbi Yitzchak didn't say, why did we blow in Rosh Hashanah? Ella, Lama Tokim to Mariyan Kshen Yoshim, and Tokim to Mariyan Kshen Om. Then why do we blow both Tkios the Miyushav and Tkios the Mu'umah? We blow the Tkios the Miyushav before Musaf, and we blow Tkios the Mu'umah during Musaf. So why do we blow both? Says the Gemara, Kedei La'arbeg Hasatan, in order to confuse the Satan, mix up the Satan. What do you mean to mix up the Satan? Says Rashi, Shelo Yastin, he shouldn't have any kindness. Kishigishma Yisrael, Mechaba ben es ha-mitzvos, Nistatman devar. But he sees the Chavivus ha-mitzvah, how much we love the mitzvah, that we want to add on to the mitzvah of shofar, to blow so much, not only during the barakos of Nafis of Nafis Shofar, but even before, when he sees the Chavivus ha-mitzvah that we have, so somehow the Satan's tainos become stopped up. That's what the Gemara says. This is the source for the minhag that we have for the din d'rabbanan to blow the tkios the mu'umah as well, to blow during the Shmona Esrei as well, not only before the Musaf but during Musaf. When do we blow? We blow after Malchios, Zechonos, V'Shofros, after each part of the Musaf. But when? We blow during the silent Shmona Esrei or during Chazaras Hashatz? So that's the Machlokes Minhagim as well. How many people daven in a minyan where they blow during the silent Shmona Esrei? The Rav was manhig in his private minyan in Boston that they would blow during the silent Shmona Esrei. He would tell everyone, you know, I'll daven a little bit out loud and you'll follow me, so we'll end Malchus Zechonos V'Shofros together and then we'll be able to blow after Malchus Zechonos V'Shofros. If you're not going to end together with the Tzibur, so it's a little bit strange. They'll be blowing for Zechonos and you'll be in the middle of Malchus. That's really not the way it should be done. If you're going to blow during the silent Shmona Esrei, you should somehow arrange that the Tzibur is going to end the different parts of the Shmona Esrei together. That's the proper thing to do. So I guess if the Rav is not going to daven out loud, then they should give people time. They should wait a little bit. They should give people time to finish whatever part of the Shmona Esrei they're doing so that they can blow, I'll say, their birchos, malchios, zechonos, v'shofros. Reb Chaim, apparently, in Brisk was also knowing this way. Not in the big shul in Brisk, but in his private minyan, he was also knowing during the private Shmona Esrei because presumably that is the main Shmona Esrei, so that's probably the more preferable time to blow. Minhag Yisrael, in most places where I've davened, they only blow during the Chazaras Hashatz. It's very difficult to try to arrange that everyone is going to end the Malchus Zechonos V'Shofros at the same time, so the minhag developed in many places just to blow during Chazaras Hashatz, not to blow during the silent Shmona Esrei. So this is the halacha of blowing Tkios de Me'uma. In addition to the Tkios Me'usha, we also blow Tkios de Me'uma. What do we blow? What is blown during the Musaf? So there are three opinions that Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah has for this, as to what is blown. One opinion is that we blow Tashrat for Malchios, Tashat for Zechonos, and Tarat for Shofros. Three different things for the different brachos of Shmona Esrei. Tashat for Malchios, Tashrat for Malchios, Tashat for Zechonos, and Tarat for Shofros. This is in Tosfos on page 1. Number 7 in the Tosfos. Asher Nogin Latkov Yeshiva Lachak Yisra Torah Shlosh Mekolos Gimel Kashrak Gimel Kashrak Gimel Karak Ubetfila Token Amalchios Kashrak. He says Kashrak as opposed to Tashrat, same thing. Ve'azachronos Kashrak Ve'ashofros Karak. So the first minhag that Tosfos quotes is Tashrat for Malkios, Tashrat for Zechonos, Tarat for Shofar. Does anyone do that? Anyone down in a minhag like that? This is the minhag in the Breuer's community. In the Breuer's community on Bennett Avenue, they blow this minhag. This exists, even Bizman Hazeh. Rabbeinu Tam, Tosfos says, held that you should blow Tashrat for each. Just one Tashrat. Why? He probably felt the Ikar Adin, you really should blow, or you could blow one kind for each one. The Malkios and Malkios, you don't have to blow all of them. But he was afraid, as the Ran explains, he was afraid that maybe the proper Trua is Shvarim, or maybe it's Trua. So if you're going to blow, if you're going to blow Tashrat for the first one, you're not going to be Yotzei at all. Because maybe you're supposed to be blowing Tashrat, you're blowing Tashrat and Tarat in Malkios and Shofros. Well, maybe you're supposed to blow Tarat, you blow Tashrat and Tashrat first. Rabbi Natan says it's better to blow Tashrat for all of them. Aye, but if you blow Tashrat, what's going to happen? If it's really supposed to be Tashrat, you have a hefsek of the Trua between the Shvarim and the Tia, as the Gemara in Lamed Daled says. So as the Ran explains, Rabbi Natan wasn't as concerned for the hefsekos in this additional blowing of the Shofar. For the main blowing of the shofar, the tefillos, the miusha, Rabbi Natan says, of course you should blow three different sets. Three sets of tashrat, three sets of tashrat, three sets of tarat. But this is just la'arkav as a satan, it's the shofar, I think it's a mitzvah that we're going to blow off seder habrachos as well. Rabbi Natan felt for this, we're not so concerned about the hefsekim. He was more concerned that if you blow only tashrat and tarat, you might not be yotze b'chlal, because it could be that you're blowing the wrong thing entirely. But basically, he held that you didn't blow all of it. But Tosfos quotes the minhag, which is the minhag Yisrael in most places, that you blow Tashrat, Tashan, and Tarat, not three sets of each, but you blow one Tashrat, one Tashan, and one Tarat for each of the Malkios, Zechonos, and Shofros. Okay, this is the minhag of most people. So there are three minhagim as to what to blow during the Shmona Esrei. Yes? Rabbi Natan holds you blow Tashrat for each. The first opinion, Tosfos quotes, he doesn't give a shita for it, but I'm telling you that that's the minhag of the Breuer's community. And minhag Yisrael, the regular minhag, seems to be, and that's the Aruch, I think he quotes the Aruch, says that. The Aruch says that you blow Tashrat, Tashan, and Tarat for each, for Malkios, Zechonos, and Shofros. In fact, Tosfos then quotes the Aruch, who says, not only do we blow the Tkios de Me'umad and the Tkios de Me'ushav, but even afterwards, we're mashlim to have 100 kolos. We add on 40 kolos after the Musaf, as we all know, during at different times. Some do it during the Kaddish, some do it later on in the Tefillah. Why do we blow 100 kolos? What's the inyan to blow 100 kolos? So the Aruch says, because the mother of Sisera cried 100 kolos, supposedly. So therefore, since we derive the halacha of Kiddush Shofar from the mother of Sisera, the Gemara has, so therefore we blow like the kolos of the mother of Sisera. They point out Rav Tzukas of Frank in the Kray Kodesh quotes in the Bali Musa that maybe the pshat is that the mother of Sisera was being deluded by her friends. It says in the pasuk that the Chachmos Saroseva Ta'anena, her Chachamos, was saying to her, "Don't worry, Sisera's going to come home. He's just very busy with the battle, and he'll ultimately come home." So in other words, she was being deluded by her friends, who were telling her that sister is not hurt, he's going to come home. So in a similar way, the Satan deludes us all. The Satan tells us, don't worry, you'll see, everything's going to be okay. You don't have to do the mitzvahs. You don't have to do tshuva. He tries to fool us into not doing tshuva. So to emphasize this idea that we can learn from the mother of Sisera, and especially because Tkiya Shofar is also a remez for tshuva, as the Rambam says, so therefore, we blow Kenega the 100 kolos, the 100 cries of the mother of Sisera to remind us of this factor, to remind us of this lesson that we should not allow the Satan to delude us into thinking that everything is okay. Rather, we should do tshuva, we should be very careful, and we should rise up to the challenge and do tshuva.
So according to
the
Midrash, you said blow Tashrat, even if that's not the proper kiyah, the proper tshuva, it's not a hefsek because it accomplishes the purpose, the minimum purpose that it's supposed to have, the satan.
Something like that. Rabbi Natan says that for the main tekios, for the tekios, the miyusha, we're careful to blow three sets of each.
Yeah.
But for this, since this is just to be marba in the tekios, so therefore, he's less concerned with the hefsekos. What's the lashon of the Ran? He's less concerned with the hefsekos. This is the Ran on page 8. Mutav shenechosh l'sfekos v'lo nechosh l'hafsakos. We should be more concerned for the sfeikos that maybe the proper trua is shvarim trua, or maybe it's shvarim, maybe it's trua. So you gotta blow shvarim trua. Because if you're only gonna blow shvarim for the chronos, let's say you blow tashad, you might be blowing wrong because the proper sound might be a trua. So you're not blowing tarat. So he says it's mutav to be concerned about the sfeikos. So that's why he suggests to blow tashad for each. And we're not so concerned about hefsekos, the fact that you'll be mafsik between the shvar and the tefila, the proper sound is tashav, the proper sound is tarad, there isn't going to be, there will be a hefsek, but he's not so concerned about the hefsek.
That's what he means about hefsek, is not the hefsek between
the tefila. No, I think he means the hefsek between the trua that you're blowing in the middle, whether it's shvarim, what we call shvarim, or what we call trua, and the tki at the end. Just one second, please. Rishonim are very bothered with this idea. How can Tosas quote the first minute, Dominican Broids? How can they blow tashat for malchios, tashat for zirkonos, tarat for shofros? It might come out that you're not going to be yotze b'klal. Because if the chiyuv is to blow, I'll say there, habrachos, so presumably you have to blow tekiah trua tekiah. What does trua mean? This is my focus. Is a suffix what it means? It might mean shvar trua, it might mean shvar, it might mean trua. So how can you blow tashrat for malchios, tashrat for zirkonos, tarat for shofros? Let's say trua means shvar. It'll turn out that you're only blowing for zirkonos. You're not blowing for malchios or for shofros. For malchios, you could say, well, you are blowing, but there's a hefsek in the kol. But for shofros, you're certainly not blowing anything because you're only blowing tarat. And our trua, if you hold that trua in the pasuk means shvarim, so then our trua is nothing. So it turns out that you're not blowing, I'll say, the birchas shofros. You're not blowing the proper sounds. So how can there be a minig in Tosa that you should blow tashrat from malchios, tashrat from zechonos, and tarat from shofros? Isn't it going to come out that you're not going to be yotzei? So the Ran quotes from the Rif that because of tircha yisera, the tzibura were mekel, since we already were yotzei in the tkios, the miyushav. So now there's a chumrah to be yotzei, as he says, tzarech l'shaman, I'll say their brachos, v'malchios, zechonos, and shofros. So to hear it, I'll say their habrachos, we can be mekil because of tircha de tzibura. But the Ran is very bothered with this. He doesn't really understand how that answers the question. How's that enough? Just because of tircha de tzibura, we can do away with the mitzvah? If there's a real bona fide suffix, why should we do away with the mitzvah? So the Ran says that according to Rav Haigon's interpretation of Rabbi Avos Takana, everything is beautiful. Because if you assume Me'ikar Adin could be yotze with either one of the kolos, either with shvarim trua, or with shvarim, or with trua, the only reason why we blow all of them, Rabbi Avoh was misaken, is because people shouldn't think that some people are being yotze and some people are not. So maybe it's enough to be misaken that way, to blow that way for the tekiyos, the miyusha. But who says we have to be machmir for the tekiyos, the moment as well? Once you blow all the different colors for the tekiyos, the miyusha, no one's going to make that mistake. For the tekiyos, the moment, we can be mekil because of tikkun tzibura, that you can blow tashrat and malchios, tashrat and zekonos, tarat and shofros. If you were to learn that Rabbi Avoh was misakin to blow all of them, because he really had a bona fide suffix, as to whether you can be yotze with only tashrat or only tarat or only tashrat, so then it's takkun with kasha. How can you blow only tashrat for malchios and only tashrat for zekonos and only tarat for shofros? It'll come out that you're not going to be yotze, because for one of the parts of the Shemona Esrei, you're not blowing appropriately. But if Rabbi Avoh understood that you really can be yotze with any of them, the only reason he was misaking all of them is that people shouldn't think that some are being yotze and some are not. So maybe it's enough to do that for the tkios, the miyushin. But for the tkios, the ma'umad, we don't have to be machmir so much on the tziba, because the truth is you're being yotze anyway. With the tashrat of machios, you're yotze. With the tashrat of zekonos, you're yotze. And with the tarat of shofros, you can also be yotze. So since yotze with all of them, Rabbi Avoh maybe was not so concerned that there would be a problem. We are not so concerned, based on the Gemara and Tes Zayin, we're not so concerned to blow all of the kolos for each one of the machios of shofros. Yes, sir.
I don't get that.
You don't get that. This idea that could they blow extra kolos, that's not the ikar hamitzvah.
We
Rabbi Avol was misakin for the main mitzvah. This is not the main mitzvah. This is just additional kolos. So for the additional kolos, he wasn't misakin that you have to blow all of them for each, meaning all of the proper kolos for malchus and all for zechonos and all for shavuos. Why? Because we're afraid of tircha d'tzibura. We wouldn't be allowed to simply be makil the malchus safek because of tircha d'tzibura. That seems a little bit strange. Even if you'll tell me, by the way, even if you'll tell me that these blowings during Shemona Esrei are only with the Rabbana because you've been yotzei the mitzvah their eyes previously, maybe I should say speka the Rabbana l'kula? You can't say that, because if there was a takana to blow during the Shemona Esrei, if you're not going to blow all the kolos, it'll turn out that you're not going to be yotzei at all. And remember, we saw the Rambam itself, which said that if you're going to be okay, the whole mitzvah, the whole takana, we're not going to say speka the Rabbana l'kula. So if there's really a bona fide suffix, you really have to blow all the kolos for each part of the Shemona Esrei. But if you're going to be yotzei anyway, so maybe we don't have to be mafir during Shemona Esrei. Because of Tircha d'Tzibura, we'll make a war during Shemona Esrei once we've already been yotzei with all of the different kolos, just like Rabbi Avol was saying. Yes?
It seems that there's a machlokes between the Ran and the Rambam about whether or not there are 2 days or 3 days in the Gemara. Because the Rambam there are 3 days where Rabbi Avol is introducing Tashrat. And according to the Ran, Tashrat isn't the real day. It's kind of more... In order to unify the minhag Yisrael. If that's the case, then according to this Tosfos that you're blowing Tashrat, Tashat, and Torat, then you're not. Then even if you want to say that you're Yosef, well, first forget about the Tashrat, which you're only Yosef for because of this super halachic gezeira. But one of them is either Tashat or Torat is right. And you're being yotzei with that, but you're not being yotzei with the other one. So that
the Ran does not mention that Rabbi Avol was misspeaking about Tashrat. But the Lashon of the Gemara sounds like the suffix was on that as well. So presumably, even though there's no Braisa that says, there's no Braisa or Mishnah that says that the proper Trua is Shram Trua. We only have our Mishnah, sounds like it's what we call the Trua short list. And the Braisa in the Gemara that Rambam gives seems to say that it's multiple lists, like what we call Shvar. We don't have a Braisa that says Shvar Trua. But the fact is, in the Gemara that Rambam says Rabbi Avol also was mistapik, quote unquote mistapik, as to whether Shvar Trua is also the way that Trua should be blown. So it seems to me that according to Rav Haigon's interpretation of Rabbi Avol's Takana, that was part of the Takana. You really could be Yotzi with the Shvar Trua. And in fact, if you look at the Ritva, who explains this Takana as well, who holds like the Ran, he says, Rabbi Avol was concerned that people would think that maybe if they don't blow both of them, they're not going to be able to say, this is all part of the Takana.
But according to the way that Rav Haigon is reading it,
yes.
Either one is right or the other is right.
Either
Tashrat is right or Torah.
Or Tashrat is also right.
Fine. Hang on a second, we're doing Tashat for Zechronos and Torah for Shofos.
Right.
So in vacuo you're yotzei with Tashat, and in vacuo you're yotzei with Torah. But to say that you're yotzei doing one after the other, see, you're doing Tashat for Zechronos and you're doing Torah for Shofos. But one is according to this mandala, one is according to that mandala. Is it like a karate disaster?
No, because the truth is everyone is yotzei with whatever they blow. Shvarim or Trua or Shvarim Trua, either one of them, any one of them can be defined as the Trua. So there's no problem.
But how can you be Soman on all three deos at the same time?
Not all three deos. Rabbi Avol says that there was a machlokes tanoim as to what the Trua was. But the fact is, each one, it's interesting. Some of the Rishonim have a strange lashon that each Tana sort of felt that this was a more appropriate interpretation of the word Trua. But it's not that they claim that the other one is inappropriate. They just felt that a longer kolos, but this one felt a longer kolos. This one thought shorter blitz was a better interpretation of the word true. But it's not that they said this is the only interpretation of the word true. So once they didn't say that this is the exclusive interpretation of the word true, the fact is you can be yotzei with either one. Exactly. Pshuto k'mashmo. You can be yotzei with either one, with any one of these brands of true. So once you can be yotzei with any one, the question that we raise, that how can you go only Tashrat for Malchus, only Tashrat for Zechonos, only Tashrat for Shavuos, because you're not going to be Yotzei, you're surely not going to be Yotzei because you're not blowing the right coal for all of them, that's not a kasha, because you really are going to be Yotzei with either one, any of them.
Like, yeah. Adam Korah, who was at Hadamar,
Okay, if you want to say that. It's not really a machlokes, it's just each one interpreted in their particular way, but really there's no machlokes, you can be able to do the one. Yes?
The Gemara, that's what Rabbi Yom is saying.
That's exactly what he's
saying.
Exactly
what Rabbi Yom is saying.
Exactly.
The Rambam gives a different reason for why.
Correct. So the Rambam, does the Rambam pasken that you blow Tashmat from Alfios, Tashmat from Zephonos, Tarat from, I hope not. I would imagine not. The Rambam probably says that you should blow all three, because he holds it's a bona fide suffix. And anyone who would say that it's a suffix would do that as well. Our minig, or the minig of many people to blow Tashmat, Tashmat, and Tarat for each one, from Alfios, Zephonos, and Shavos, probably assumes that we're Choshesh, that maybe it really is a bona fide suffix. We really don't know what the proper thing to blow for trua is. So we have to blow all of them in order to be sure that we're going to be able to.
So,
okay?
Rabbeinu Tam seems to all like the Rambam, that everything is...
No, Rabbeinu Tam...
Because he says, say Tashmat,
I see what you're saying. He's concerned.
Rabbeinu Tam
seems to be saying he's a suffix, so he's afraid that you're not going to be able to say, but he's not concerned about the hex.
Because if he wasn't, he's
right.
Suffering.
You're right. I hear that's a good point. Very good. Okay, let's go by then. The Mishnah, going back to page 1, the Mishnah is telling us what the shear of the trua is, now that we know it's short blast, or long blast, or maybe it's shrunk trua. So what does that mean, short blast? So the Mishnah says, shear trua kishalosh yevavos. The shear of a trua is like three yevavos. What's a yevavo? So Tosfos there quotes from the Riva and the Rivan, number 6 in the Tosfos. The Yavava he shalosh kochos shel kol shehu. Yavava is three short kochos. Each Yavava is three short kochos. So if you put three Yavavas together, you're going to have 9 short kochos. This is what we blow for a trua. We blow 9 short kochos for a trua. This is based on the opinion of the Balei Tosfos. That each Yavava is three kochos, so the entire trua is 9 kochos. Kochos means the shortest kind of kol, the shortest blast. Rashi, though, disagrees. Before we get to Rashi, so what would the Shvarim be according to the Balei Tosfos? If the Gemara says Shir Trua Kishlosh Shvarim, first it says in the Mishnah Shir Trua Kishalosh Yavavos, then it says Shir Trua Kishlosh Shvarim, so what Shlosh Shvarim? Presumably each one of the Shvarim has to be the length of Gimel Kochos Koshu, exactly the way we blow, and together there'll be 9 Kochos, because Mistamba, the Trua of the Mishnah, the Trua of the Braisa, are going to be the same total length. Question is, what are the blasts made up of? So if you hold like the Mishnah that it's shalosh yavavos, so each yavava is 3 short blasts. Together it's 9 short blasts. The trua is composed of 9 short blasts. If you hold a sheer trua is kishvarim, so presumably each shever can't be 3 short blasts, because then you'll be blowing the same thing for the shvarim. It must be that each shever is a kol, the length of which is the length of 3 short blasts. So you have a longer kol for each shever, and in total it'll be 9 kol. This is how the Mefarshim interpret according to the Balei Tosfos. Yes.
Do you mind if you
hold? Yes. If you hold that each yavava is 3 short kochos, if you hold that each yavava is 3 short kochos, so your trua is a combination of 3 yavavos, which means that the trua is going to be 9 short kochos. But the Braisa says that sheer trua is kishlosh shvarim. So if it's kishlosh shvarim, you couldn't say that each shever is one koch. That seems strange, because why would I say that the shear of a trua, kishlosh shvarim, is much shorter than the shear of a trua if it's shalosh yavavos? Mistava, they're the same length. That's the assumption of the mefarshim. So it must be that each shever is a kol that's the length of Gimel Kochos Kosher. You're not blowing short blasts, you're blowing longer blasts. But each shever is the length of 3 kochos, so you'll have shlosh shvarim that are the length of 9 kochos in total.
Dr. Gemara concludes that 2 tkiyot equals 1.
We're going to get to the length of the tkiyot in a moment, okay? We're going to get to the length of the tkiyot. Yes?
After the first 9 blasts, what does the word about have to say?
The first 9 blasts of what was it?
That means
for the first 9 kolos?
Yeah.
What do you have to say? Are we afraid of texting?
Because then it seems like we should just blow out.
According to the minute that we blow Tashrak, Tashan, and Rat for each and all the other ones, we still are concerned with that.
For what?
For what? Because
for,
if we wouldn't blow Tashrak, the only reason to blow Tashrak and Tarat in addition to Tashrak is because we're afraid that if you only blow Tashrak, it would be a mess.
Right, but that's only the verse 9. After the verse 9, then we've already done. Thank you.
there shouldn't be a problem, you say?
Right.
No, but the minute to blow on the Seder of the Brachos of Shemona Esrei should require us to be Yosei, meaning to blow a Tkiya, Shua Tkiya, for each one of the parts of the Shemona Esrei. So if we have a bona fide Tzafek and we don't know which blowing, which coal is a Shua, we have to blow all three of Gon Tashrat and Shana Tarat, because we don't, we're not going to be Yosei. Let's assume that the coal is supposed to be a Shvar. So if we only blow Tashrat, we're not going to be Yosei, because there's a Hefsek. If we only blow Tarat, we're not going to be Yosei, we're not going to Shvar at all. So we have to blow Tashrat as well in order to make sure that we're going to be Yosei. And for the same token, that would do it via Hefsek. If we're not the Dalit
Sefer. I'm saying, why would there be a Hefsek if we already blew verse 9 and we're already Yosei?
But if you really hold that you're being Yosei, I'll say there have Brachos as well, so that presumably you would have to blow the kind of coal to be Yosei.
So they're not Yosei for the first time.
We're not Yosei the extra Takana. The Takana to blow the Tios of the Umma, the Arab, that's a Sata. We don't be Yosei, and I'll say that Brachos Shana Esther.
So
I'll
have
to blow the Shana Esther.
Is it two mitzvot, first one? One,
it's not two mitzvahs, it's an embellishment. It's an expansion of the mitzvah. Okay? It's an expansion. The basic mitzvah is fulfilled with the tefillah from Yehusha, but we extend the mitzvah. We show chavi b'sam mitzvah when we blow during the Shemona Esrei.
And hefsek meaning just blowing the shofar?
No, hefsek would mean
because
that
you're
supposed to blow shvarim, and you blow tefillah shvarim through a tefillah, so you mops it between the shvarim and the tefillah la'acharet. It's supposed to be a tefillah for now, tefillah la'achara, but you must stick between the two of them.
And why is that? I'm saying
that's the Gemara Lamed Aleph says Rabbi Avo was misaken Tashrat Tashana Tarat. He says because if you're really supposed to blow, where is it? He says, "V'dilma yilu lehava, v'kamafsek shloshet shvar ben shvar l'tkiya. V'dilma yilu lehava, v'kamafsek atrua ben shvar." Lukia. You have to blow the Tashad and the Tarat. You have to blow the Tashad and the Tarat as well. Because if you don't blow the Tashad and the Tarat as well, there might be a Hefsek in the Tashad. Tashad is not enough. Because if you don't blow the Tashad and the Tarat as well, there could be a Hefsek between the middle, between the Trua and the Tkia on either side. Okay? Okay. Okay. So according to the Balei Tosfos, we're blowing the trua, what we call a trua, has 9 kohos. Each yavava is 3 short kohos. So together, the three yavavos, as the Mishnah says, is going to be 9 short kohos. And the shvarim, the 3 shvarim, will be the length of 9 kohos, but each shever is going to be the length of 3 kohos. Together, it'll be the length of 9 kohos, exactly as we blow. Rashi disagrees. Rashi claims that each yavava is 1 koach bi'alma. One short koach, one short kol. So when the Mishnah says shir trua kashalosh yivavos, it means kashalosh kolos ba'alma kolshu, as Rashi says. Shalosh yivavos, shalosh kolos ba'alma. Rashi holds that the trua is tu-tu-tu. That's it. Not the 9 kolos, but 3 short kolos. Tosfos there comments that if that's what Rashi holds, you have to be very careful with the shvarim. What's the shvarim going to be according to Rashi? The assumption, both according to Tosis and according to Rashi, the way Tosis interprets Rashi, is that the Shvarim is some longer coal, longer than a short blast. The Trua is composed of short blasts, as we do. The Tkiah is obviously a longer blast. And the Shvarim is somewhere in the middle between the Tkiah and the Trua. That's the assumption of Rishon, of Tosis, let's say. So if that's the case, we can understand why, according to the Riva and the Rivam, or how, according to the Riva and the Rivam, we're going to blow the Shvarim. The shvarim is longer than the trua, than short blast, but it's shorter than a full tkiah. But the problem is, according to Rashi, what are you going to do? The trua is 3 short blasts, which means that each sound of a trua is 1 blast. The tkiah, since the Mishnah says shir tkiah is ketrua, the Mishnah actually says shir tkiah is kishalosh truas, but the Gemara explains that means tkiyos tekulu bavi, which means each set of 3, there are 3 truas, and the tkiah, the 3 tkiyos have to be like the 3 truos. So the 3 tkiyos lefaneha have to be the length of 3 truos, and the 3 tkiyos leachareha also have to be the length of the 3 truos. What basically comes out is that shir tkiah ketrua. That's what they assume. The shir of the tkiah has to be the length of the trua. So according to the Balei Tosfos, the shir of the tkiah is going to be how long? 9 kohos. That's the length of the trua. It's the length of the shvar. But according to Rashi, the Shir Tkiyah is going to be three kochos. It's going to be the length of du-du-du. Right? It's going to be a very short Tkiyah. That's it. That's all. Because that's three short kochos. So the problem is, what are you going to do with the Shvarim? If you're going to make the Shvarim three short kochos, well, that's the same as a Trua. The Trua, according to Rashi, is three short kochos. Each Yavava is only one blast, according to Rashi. It's not three blasts. This is the Baalei Tosfos. Rashi holds that each Yavava is one blast. So Shalosh Yavavas is three short blasts. That's the whole Trua. It's three short blasts. So according to Rashi, the Tkiyah has to be one kol, the length of three short blasts. So what's the Shvarim going to be? The only option, Lechora, is to say that the Shvarim is going to be a longer kol, the length of two blasts. So your Trua is composed of three short blasts. The Shvarim should be composed of three sounds that are longer than short blasts, but shorter than three Yavavos. And the Tkiyah is going to be three Yavavos, right? It's going to be the length of three short blasts. No, the Gemara's conclusion, Tkiyos Dekulubavi, does not mean both. In other words, it's not six Tkiyos and three Truos. We'll see. There could be some Rishonim who'll learn that way, but that's not the Pashup Shot. The Pashup Shot is that if you have a Tkiyah, Dekulubavi, you have Tkiyah, Trua, Tkiyah. Dekulubavi means that these Tkiyos are the same length as the Truos. And these Tkiyos are also the same length as the Truos. Not that the six Tkiyos are the length of the Truos. Which basically means Shir Tkiyah Ketruah. That's the Chorah, the Pashup Shad in the Gemara, because the Gemara asks a Sira from our Mishnah to the Braisa, which says Shir Tkiyah Ketruah, and the Gemara answers it's not a Kasha. So according to you, it's still a Kasha. Why should I say Shir Tkiyah Ketruah? It's not true. Shir Tkiyah is Kechati Truah. Right? According to you. So it makes much more sense to say that Shir Tkiyah Ketruah means the Tkiyos Lifneim, the Tkiyos La'achareim, each one, each set, each group is going to be the length of the Truos. So this seems to be a little bit difficult. Why? Because it's very hard to ensure that your Shever is going to be exactly the length of two. If it's going to be one, it's too short. If it's going to be three, it's too long. If it's one, it's like a Truah. If it's three, it's going to be like a Tkiyah. So Tosfos says you have to be very careful, according to Rashi, to make the Shvarim exactly two, so that it'll be its own kol, and it's not going to sound like a Trua. It's not going to sound like a Tkiyah. Right? You got to be very careful, says Tosfos. This is in number two. But Tzarich Lizar B'Shvarim Shlo Yehi Marach Al Kol Echad B'Fnei Atzmo K'Gimel Yevavos Shel Shalosh Kolos Kolshu. Dimkei Nasa Tkiyah V'Lo Shvarim The Hashir Tkiyah K'Trua V'Shir Trua K'Gimel Yevavos. Tosfos says, according to Rashi, you got to be very careful to ensure that your Shvarim is only two. But it's very difficult to be concerned for that. Not only is it difficult to be Mishayer exactly how it should be, but there's something even worse. Once we've pointed out that there's a Machlokes Rishon, the Baalei Tosfos say that the Shvarim are supposed to be a total of nine kochos. Each Shever is supposed to be three kochos, right? Each Shever is three for a total of nine. Rashi holds, the way Tosfos understands Rashi, Rashi says that each shever is supposed to be the length of two for a total of six, right? Each shever according to Rashi is two for a total of six. Each shever according to the Baalei Tosfos is three for a total of nine. So if you're going to be Marish and the Shmara, if you're going to make the Shmara long, you'll be Yotze according to the Baalei Tosfos, but you won't be Yotze for Rashi. Because Rashi will say, if it's too long, it's like a tefillah. If you blow them three, then each one sounds like a tefillah. If you blow them short, you might be yotzei for Rashi, but you're not going to be yotzei for the Baalei Tosfos. You'll be yotzei if you blow them two for Rashi, but you won't be yotzei for the Baalei Tosfos. Do you see the problem? If we want to be yotzei for all shittos, what should we do? What are we supposed to do? If we blow the Shvarim, each two will be yotzei for Rashi. But we can't be yotzei for the Baalei Tosfos because the Baalei Tosfos is saying in total it has to be nine. It has to be the same size as the Trua. If we blow the Shvarim like the Baalei Tosfos, each one being three, we have to be yotzei for Rashi because according to Rashi, if you blow each Shever three, each Shever is not going to be a Shever, it'll be a Tkiyah. According to Rashi, a sound that's the length of three is a tkiya, it's not a shamar. So what are you supposed to do? This is a question that all the poskim stop. Many of you shown it. The poskim try to figure out what should we do to be yotzei point to both shiurim. This is a very important issue. In fact, it's so important that there are some people who are mocking it, not only that they blow shvarim of Rashi. Very doubtful, most people don't blow shvarim of Rashi, such short shvarim. They blow them three apiece, three each. But according to Rashi, it was supposed to be two. There actually are some people who are machmir in the yeshivas. In a community setting, it's very hard to be machmir like this. But some people are medaknik that they stay here for davening and they try to blow shvarim of Rashi. They blow shorter tchios, shorter shvarim, and a trua of only three blasts to be yotzei for Rashi. Because they feel that if you don't blow a shvarim of two, according to Rashi, you're not going to be yotzei. You blow three, you're not going to be yotzei for Rashi. And we're going to blow three during davening because we want to be yotzei for the Baalei Tosfos. So be yotzei for the Baalei Tosfos, you can't be yotzei for Rashi. So what are you supposed to do here? What are you supposed to do? That's the problem. So there are three answers, as far as I know, there are three answers given to this question. The first answer is maybe Tosfos' assumption is wrong. Tosfos' assumption is that all of the kolos, Tkia, Shvarim, and Trua are basically composed of the same kind of kol. The question is, what's the length of the kol? The Tkia is the longest kol. Shvarim is the shorter kol than Tkia, but longer than Trua. And Trua is the shortest kol. Are they long blasts, short blasts? But basically, the blast is exactly the same. It's the same kind of kol. This is, in fact, what the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, Nafla Gimel Amud Beis, writes. He says that Shever utkia kol poshet ve'ein bohem kedei shinui benigun. There's no difference between the shever and the tkia. Ein shinui behem ela barichos hakol. There's no difference in the nigun, in the sound, the type of sound. The only difference is in the length of the sound. But not everyone agrees. The Ramban in his drasha to Rosh Hashanah. Ramban has a drasha to Rosh Hashanah, which was reprinted in the new Ramban. It's a black scholarly Ramban that was printed. So they printed the drasha to Rosh Hashanah that the Ramban has. So there in Perek Ches, the Ramban says that the difference between shvarim and tkiya is not in the length of the kol. He says, rather, ela shezek kol poshut, sofo ketchilasa. One is a kol poshut, a straight kol, that's the tkiya. Vezehu kol shover ke'ein hamiyalel. And the other one is a kol shover, is a broken kol. The Ramban says that a shvarim, is not a kol poshut. It's not the way we blow it. It's a different kind of kol. What's the kol? What kind of a kol is it? It's not true, what kind of a kol is it? So this is probably the basis for the minig of people. Some people blow what they call utu.
Breath.
Utu. No. Utu. Not breath. Not taking breaths. We're going to get the breaths in a moment. But some people don't blow ooh, but rather utu, or tu. Why? Because the shever is really fundamentally a different kol. It's not a straight kol. You find in some communities that there are many communities where they actually blow utu. Some people blow that for the tkios de me'umat. You know, in the beginning they blow one kind, in the end they blow the other kind, to the yotzei, the balitosis in the beginning, and Rashi in the end. We change around a lot of things to make sure that we get all the shittas. So the fact that some people blow utu, as opposed to blowing just a longer tkia, is to make sure that there's no... That is a different kind of kol, to be yotzei this position of the Ramban. But the Ramban, why did the Ramban say this? According to the Ramban, we have a very simple answer for Rashi. Rashi was bothered, or I shouldn't say Rashi was bothered, the Balitosis were bothered with the Rashi. How can Rashi say that the Chua is only three short blasts, and the Tkiya is supposed to be the length of a Chua? It's one long blast at the length of three. So what are you supposed to blow for the Shever? Right? What are you supposed to blow for the Shever? The answer is, maybe according to Rashi, you could blow a shever of three. Two, that's three. But Rashi says it's not supposed to be two. No, but that problem of Tosfos only presupposes that a shever is exactly the same as a tkiya and a trua. The only difference is in the length of the kol. But if the kol is fundamentally different, then there's no reason not to blow the shever as a kol that has three kofos in it, to utu. Why? Because it's not going to sound like a tkiya anyway. The whole problem of the balitosis was that if you blow the shever too long, it's going to sound like a tkiya. It's not going to sound like a tkiya, because it's a different kol, according to the Ramban. Follow? It's It's a different kol according to Ramah. So you can have your cake and eat it too. Just don't eat it before the Kriya Shofar. You can blow each shever at the length of three, and together it will equal nine. So you'll be yotze for the balatosis. You'll also be yotze for Rashi. But once it's three, it's yotze mechlal shever. No, it's not going to be yotze mechlal shever because it's a different kol than it's kiyum. This is one answer that you can give for Rashi. And this is, in fact, what some people are knowing. According to those communities that are knowing to blow to Utu, so if you pass them, they must pass them like the Ramban, so they'll be Yotze, according to anyone, Bartosis or Rashi, because your Shever will never sound like a Tkia, and each Shever is taka going to be three kos.
But isn't that not how Tosfos that it's the same thing?
Correct. But so apparently there is a minig that some people believe that it's not the same. So according to that minig, you can be Mekayim, Shitas Rashi, and Shitas Tosfos as well.
But you're not fulfilling Tosfos,
correct. Rabbi Shemta quotes in his Sefer Nefesh HaRav that the Rav, when he was young, suggested to his father that maybe the answer is very simple. Maybe what you should do is you should blow a shever, you should blow shvarim that are the length of two, but you should blow more than three shvarim. Now we have this halacha l'mosh mi'sinai ingrained in our heads that shever has to be three kolos. Who said it has to be three? Maybe you could blow more. In fact, Tosfos writes, that there's no concern if you're marech in the tki or marech in the shvarim. This is in number four and number five in the Tosfos. He says if you're marech b'cholat tkios, it's no problem. So what? Doesn't matter. The Mishnah, after all, says toka barishona u'mashach b'shnia kishtayim ein biyado el achas. If you blow, let's say for the tki lefaneho, you blow a regular kol, and for the tki leachareho, you blow a longer kol. You wanted it to count both for the tki la'achar, the trua, and etkia lifnei, the next trua. So the Mishnah says you can't count it for both. It's one kol, you can't count it for two. But it can count for one. But you are marech. The answer is, it doesn't matter that you're marech. Being marech is okay. So it says Tosus, mitam zeh, ein lochashim osa arboa v'chamisha shvarim. You could do four or five shvarim too if you want. What does it matter? You can blow as long as you want. Just like we blow more than nine truas. Very often, it's hard for the Baal Tokeah to figure out if he's blowing nine or more. So he tries to blow at least nine. He'll blow nine, so he'll blow 9, 11, 12, whatever. Right? He's not so medactic only to blow nine. Why? It has to be nine. Halacha Moshe Mishnah, it's got to be nine. The answer is, it's not Halacha Moshe Mishnah. It doesn't have to be nine. It has to be a minimum. So the same thing. The Shvarim have to be a minimum. So the Rav suggested, maybe what you should do is blow Shvarim, each of which is two. But you'll blow five Shvarim. If you blow five shvarim, five times two equals ten. So it'll turn out that we all say both for Rashi and for Tosfos. What's the problem? The problem is that if we blow shvarim that are only, each of them is only the length of two, you'll be all say for Rashi and not for Bali Tosfos. Why? Because the Bali Tosfos hold that the shvarim in total have to be nine. No problem. If you blow five shvarim each of two, so your total is ten, so you'll have the nine. You'll be all say for Bali Tosfos also. This was the Rav's chiddush. And they say Reb Chaim agreed. I saw Reb Sternbach in his Modern Muzmanim as a beautiful country, not Tkiya Shofar. So he suggests the same idea. I think he quotes Reb Chaim also. He also heard Reb Chaim agree to this idea. But supposedly the story was that the Rav's father suggested to Reb Chaim, the Zayda, that this is what they should do. And apparently Reb Chaim accepted it, and it was the Rav's idea when he was a kid. That's apparently how that story goes. Yes. And this, in fact, is done. I've heard that in certain communities in Tinek, certain shuls in Tinek is actually done. Talmidim of the Rav instituted in their shuls to blow this kind of shvarim. I guess they explained to the community that that's the reason we're blowing five shvarim, to try to be able to take both shivas. Yes?
If you do corn, then that's how it would come out in actuality.
How would that come out in actuality?
That you do five times the two.
You blow five shvarim. Do, 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 do. Sure. Not do, do,
so
do.
So you do the shots, and then five.
Whether you're doing a shvarim trua or a tashat, your shever will be, you're saying with the shvarim trua, how should you do it? Just blow five shvarim before your trua.
And then when would you do the five times again?
What do you
mean
when you do the five times
again?
Okay, you blow the five shvarim. Whenever you blow a shvarim, blow five shvarim instead of blowing three shvarim. Each shever should be the length of two. This is the second answer that's given to try to figure out how we can be yotzei both Rashi and Tosfos. But the final answer, which in fact the Ramah seems to pasken like, the final answer says the whole kasha is not a kasha. This answer is quoted by the Hagos Hashri on the Rush. If you look for a moment on page 9, in Simon Yud, the Hagos Hashri on the Rush writes, Hagos Hashri says, I don't think there's a problem at all. What's he saying? He's saying, think about it. You're concerned about the sound of the shever, that if you make the shever too long, it's going to be yotzei from the kol of a shever, and it's going to be a tkiah. If you make each shever three, it's going to be the kol of a tkiah. Well, the Rashi, the kol of a tkiah is the length of three kolos. So if you make each shever three, it's going to turn into That's only a problem in the tarat. The tkiah of a tarat is three, but the tkiah of a tashat is not three. The tkiah of each siman is different. Again, shear tkiah, yeshua. The shear of the tkiah is the length of the middle. So the tkiah of the tashat is supposed to be how long according to Rashi? If each shever is supposed to be two, what's the tkiah of the tashat? Help me. Six. So even if you made the shvarim, each one of the shvarim three, it wouldn't be yotze mechlal shever v'nichnas lechlal tkiah. Would it be a tkiah? Because the tkiah is six. So, there's a simple solution. You can blow your tkiah as long as you want, because again, if you mark the tkiah, there's no problem. So you can be yotzei for the Baal Teleskos. Blow your shever, each shever can be blown three. Doesn't matter. Why? According to Rashi, if you blow the shever longer than two, isn't it a tkiah? It's no longer a shever? No, that's not true. Because the tkiah of tarat is three, but the tkiah of tashat is six. Because each shever has to be a minimum of two. So the tkiah of the tashat has to be at least six. The tkiah of the tashrat is how long? According to Rashi, would have to be a minimum of nine. Right? Because according to Rashi, the trua is three, and the shvarim is six in total. If each shever is two, you have six plus three is nine. So the tkiah of the tashrat is going to be nine. So again, there's no problem of blowing the shever a length of three. Because the only time that your tkiah is a shear of three is in the tarat, but you don't blow a shever in the tarat. So according to this Hagos Hashri, the question never begins. Tosfos obviously assumed that when we say that it's going to be yotze mechlal shever v'nichnas lechlal tkiah, it's no longer going to be a shever, it's going to be a tkiah. That means that if there's any tkiah in the tashrat or the tashat or the tarat, that's going to be the length of this shever, there's a problem. So even though the shever that you're blowing is in tashat, and the tkiah that you're concerned about, that its length of three is in tarat, that would be a problem. If you blow a shever of three in the tashat, that would be a tkiah. Why? Because the tkiah of tarat is three. Tosus is bothered even if the kolos are in different simanim, in different sets. The Hagos Hashri says that's not true. There should only be a problem if the tkiah of this set is a certain length, and your shever is going to be the length of the tkiah of this set, not the length of a tkiah of a different set. The fact that according to Rashi, the tkiah of tarat is three, does not tell me that if I blow a shever that's three, it's going to be yotze mechal shever, it's going to be nichnas lechal tkiah, because for the tashat, the tkiah has to be at least six. So if I blow a shever of three for each one of them, I make sure that the shever is not six for each shever, which is pretty easy to do. Most Baal Tekiah don't make it six. If you make sure it's not six, you can make it three or four or five, it's fine, because it's not going to be yotze mechal shever v'nichnas lechal tkiah. This is exactly how the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch passes. The Ramah there in Siman Tav Kuf Tzadi in Siv Gimel says, V'yesh omim de'en locha shem harach b'shvar mitzas, uvelvad shal yarach yotze midai. You can be marach a little bit in the shvarim against the Bali Tosfos, against the Chumra of Tosfos. He quotes Mordechai v'hagos Hashri. V'chein no'agin, he concludes. You can be marach a little bit in the shvarim, as long as you're not marach too much. What's this based on? It's based on this logic, that the shever will not turn into a tkiah unless it'll be the length of a tkiah of that unit, of that set. But the fact that it'll be similar to a tkiah of a different set, that doesn't bother us, because we're not blowing the other set, we're blowing this set. Okay, so these are the different answers that are given, and there are different minhagim that follow each one of these answers. What should we do to try to be yotzei both Rashi and the Baalei Tosfos? Rashi holds that shalosh yevavos means shalosh kochos kolda, which means a trua is really just three short glass. The Baalei Tosfos claim that each of the yevavos is three short glass, so a trua is really nine short glass. So the problem is, according to the Baalei Tosfos, each shefer is going to be the length of three short glass. According to Rashi, presumably it should have to be two short glass, because if you're going to make it longer, it'll turn into a tkiya, according to Tosfos. So the answer might be, it's not going to turn into a tkiya anyway, because the shefer is a different kind of kol. To utu, it's a different kind of kol. So you can blow it as three, it still won't turn into a tkiya. Or maybe you should blow five shvarim. Each shefer will be a short kol, but you'll blow five shvarim, each of a length of two. Or, Hagos Sashri suggests, there's no problem to begin with, because since in the Tashat, the Tkiah has to be the length of six, even if you build a Shevra three, it still is not going to turn into a Tkiah. So the problem never began. And this is, I think, Minig Yisroel. Most people are not Machmir to blow after davening to be Yotzei Rashi. They simply blow the regular Shvarim, the Shvarim that are each a length of three, and they're not concerned. Ah, they're not going to be Yotzei Rashi? No. Hagos Sashri says you will be Yotzei Rashi, and the Ramah passes this way. You'll be Yotzei Rashi as well, because in the Tashat, the Tkiyos are a minimum of six. So just because you blow a Shevra of three, it's not going to turn into a Tkiah. Now let's talk about a tkiya. So what taka is the length of a tkiya? What's it supposed to be? So it seems as though it's a machlokas Rashi in the Baalei Tosfos. Rashi holds that the tkiya of Tarat is three, the length of three. The tkiya of Tashat has to be the length of six. And the tkiya of Tashrat has to be the length of nine. Right? Does everyone understand that according to Rashi? Since Rashi says that each yuvava is one kol, so three yuvavos are three kolos. This is the trua. So according to Rashi, the tkiyos of Tashrat, the tkiyos, not the whole thing, the tkiyos of Tashrat, according to Rashi, have to be a total of nine. The tkiyos of Tashrat are going to be six, a minimum of six. The tkiyos of Tarat are going to be a minimum of three. Three plus six is nine, that's why Tashrat is going to be nine. According to the Baalei Tosfos, the tkiyos of Tarat are going to be what? Nine? Presumably. If shir tkiya ketrua, that means it has to be the length of the trua. According to the Baalei Tosfos, the trua is what? Right? It's nine kohos. The tkiya has to be nine. How about shvarim? Shvarim is also nine kohos. Each one of the shvarim is a length of three, but three plus three equals nine. So also has to be nine. And what's going to have to be the shir of the tkiya? Presumably 18 kochos. That is quite difficult to do. So a lot of Baalei Tokeya practice throughout the month of Elul. They practice to make sure that they can blow a tkiya, a long tkiya, without fainting. I mean, to blow one or two or three is fine. To blow 100 kolos, you know, sister's mother is really going to be a big chomer for us over here. It's a big problem. So, Taka, now, Minig Yisrael is to try to be machmer for this. The Baalei Tokeya are B'nai Torah, and they want to be Yotzei. So, people, Taka, blow long tkiyos for the Tashrat. You'll find that tkiyos for the Tashrat are much longer than for the Tashrat Tarat. But not everyone is so machmer for this. There are some communities that are not machmer. It's hard. It's hard to do, and especially later on. It gets harder as the davening wears on. Is there any room to be making? Is there any limud chus for people who blow slightly shorter tkiyos? So I thought there were two reasons that you could possibly be making. One is along the lines of what Nathan said. Nathan didn't just say stam, that maybe tkiyos dekulu bavi should mean the six tkiyos, right? When the Gemara asked the steer from the Mishnah to the Brisa, that in the Mishnah it says shir tkiya ketrua, and then in the Brisa it says, the Mishnah it says shir tkiya keshalosh truos, and the Brisa says shir tkiya ketrua. So the Gemara says, the Tana of Amishna that says that tkiyos, shir tkiyos, kishalosh truos, the tkiyos to be as long as three truos, what does that mean? It means tkiyos to pull above. Each set of three. Tashrat, tashat, tarat. There are three tashrats, three tashats, three tarats. So the tkiya of the Mishnah, shir tkiya, is kishalosh truos, which really means, the way I interpret it, it meant shir shalosh tkiyos, kishalosh truos. Which is another way of saying shir tkiya kishalosh. Right? That's the Pashup Shana Gemara. That's how Rav Yishonim learned. The Rambam clearly did not learn like that. The Rambam learned like Nathan, that Shir Tkiyos, the Kulubavi, means six Tkiyos, and three truos. What comes out if you say that it means six tkiyos and three truos? How long is the tkiyah? You tell me. How long is the tkiyah if you assume that the Tanava Mishnah that says shir tkiyah kesholosh truos? That means shir tkiyos the kulubavi kesholosh truos. Six tkiyos equals three truos. How much is each tkiyah? Do the math. What? If there are six tkiyos equals three truos, right? So, write the old algebra, take you divide by six. So each tkiyah is 3/6 of a trua, or a half, exactly. A simpler way to say this is a half. Each tkiyah is a half a trua. Half a trua, not a full trua, half a trua. According to the Rambam, if you were to pass in like the Mishnah, the Tana of the Mishnah, so then Shir Tekia is Kechati Trua. If you pass in like the Brisa, the Tana of the Brisa, Shir Tekia Ketrua. You can't get away from that. But if you pass in like the Tana of the Mishnah, it would come out that Shir Tekia is Kechati Trua. That's what the Rambam writes. Shir Trua Keshtei Tekios. Says it the other way. Shir Trua Keshtei Tekios. And Shir Shlosha Shvarim Ketrua. So it comes out, according to the Rambam, that the tkiyos only have to be chatzi trua. That's a big kula. It's a tremendous kula. Because according to the Rambam, what should come out is that the shear of the tkiyah for a tarak, even if you were machmir like the Bali Tosfos, that the length of the trua and the shvarim is greater than the Kointer Rashi, the shear of the tkiyah over here is 4.5. Tashat is also 4.5. And even tashrat, pasi shlev, it's so difficult. It's 9. It's half the size. Much easier to blow. Much easier to blow a tkiyah of 9 than a tkiyah of 8. Of 18. The tkiyah of 18 is going to be close to 3 seconds. The tkiyah of 9 is a second and a half. Not very. So according to the Rambam, this is what to be made of. Most Rishonim disagree with the Rambam. But even if you want to disagree with the Rambam, if you look at the Magid Mishnah there, Magid Mishnah quotes a Ravid and suggests that other Rishonim, the Ramban and the Rashba, hold like this as well. The Magid Mishnah concludes there on page 10 by saying that Yesh mi shehechmir b'tkiyah shel tashrat shetzarech laharech b'kashir shlosha shvarim l'trua shehem shmona osar trimutos. Some people are machmir. Who are those some people? Tosfos was machmir. Tosfos said you have to be machmir to make sure that the tkiyah is as long as the trua in the middle. Says the Magid Mishnah, v'ein ze ikir. It's not really true. El shir kolat tkiyos echad. The shear of all the tkiyos is the same. V'chol achas hi ketisha trimutos. The Magid Mishnah says the shear of the tkiyah doesn't change by the set that you're blowing. The shear of the tkiyah, when the Gemara says shear tkiyah ketrua, what did it mean? It meant the shear of a tkiyah is like the minimum trua. The minimum trua is 9. So the shear of the tkiyah is the minimum trua. So even if you're blowing tashra, it doesn't have to be 18. Shear of tkiyah doesn't mean the shear of tkiyah is dependent on the size of the trua that you're blowing. If it's tashat, so it has to be the size of the shvar. If it's tarat, it has to be the size of the trua. If it's tashrat, it has to be the size of the shvar. No! It's one shear! Shear of tkiyah is the minimum. Shear of tkiyah ketrua. Which means the shear of tkiyah is the length of a trua. The shortest trua. So if the shortest trua is 9, so then it'll come out, according to the Magid Mishnah, your shear of the tkiyah has to be what?
9.
And for the tashrat?
9.
And for the tashrat?
9.
It comes out, Bein Lefi the Magid Mishnah, who says this way, many of you show him, the Rashba, the Ramban, and the Ravid. Bein Lefi the Rambam was a very creative Shatna Gemara. It still comes out that the tkiyos of tashrat only have to be 9. So there is what to be made of. If a person can be machmir, certainly it's better for the Baal Tekiyah to train himself. But if they can't, to drive yourself crazy and to run up to the rub and say, oh, the tkiyos are too short, I don't know if I would run to the to a rub, you know, to hack. He has enough to be hacked, Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. But it's something to keep in mind, certainly if you can. In the yeshiva, they're very macro on this. Because it's proper. It's proper to do it properly here, but in the community at large, it's hard to be macro. It's much more difficult. So it's proper to be macro. This is another chumrah of the Baal Tosfos. The first chumrah we had was that according to Rashi, there's going to be a problem, right? That you can't be marat the shevet too much. Now they have a chumrah that you have to be careful for the tkiyos of tashrat to make them 18 trimutin, as they call it, 18 kochos. Because shir tkiyah ketrua means the shir tkiyah has to be the same length as the true in the middle. How you don't have to be makar. According to the Rambam, shirtkia might be kechati trua. According to the Magen Mishnah, maybe shirtkia kechua means the shiur is trua. So then the shiur only has to be like nine. Okay? Yes, Alec.
But this doesn't work with the Hagos Ashri.
Doesn't work with the Hagos Ashri. Right, the Hagos Ashri is saying, looks at each simon differently, so perhaps it would not work with it. Correct.
You can't be so much on that kula, and you can't be so much on the kula of the Hagos Ashri and on the kula on the Mishnah.
That's if you want to be Otsi Rashi. Let me think about that for a moment. The Hagos Ashri says what? That the tkia of Tashat, right, is a function of that simon. Right, it's the size of that simon. It's not a standard measurement. That's a good point. That's a good ha'ara. You shouldn't be able to be makel on both of them. Interesting. It is interesting that when the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Gimel said that you have to make the tkia of Tashrat long, the Ramah is not masik there. The Ramah assumes that you do have to make it long. If you do have to make it as long as the Shuram Trua, so that would work out very well, because the Ramah is assuming that each tkia is different. The tkia of each set is different, so therefore you would have to be makel. So he wasn't willing to be makel for that, to be makel for the Magen Mishnah and the Rambam, which is exactly what you're saying. The Ramah is masig on the Shulchan Aruch before, but he's not masig on the Shulchan Aruch later. Okay. How exactly is the tkia supposed to be blown? Let's just mention a few more points. How exactly is the tkia supposed to be blown? So many quote from the Maril Diskin. Maril Diskin was very medakdek that the tkia should be a perfectly straight coal. It should not change in the middle. Some bali tkia are very good at this. They're very capable, and they're able to blow a perfectly straight tkia without making it dip or drop. Some are very makar for that, and that seems to be based on a lashon of the Ritva, that it has to be a straight coal. It's very difficult. It's very difficult to do. Moreover, they point out the Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Gemara and Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, Kol HaKolos Ksherin BaShofar. Kol HaKolos Ksherin BaShofar. All kolos are kosher in the shofar. So why are we so concerned if the tkia dips and drops? It starts, it gets raspy in the middle or something. Why are we so concerned with that? Kol HaKolos Ksherin BaShofar. So the answer could be that kol ha'kolos k'shem b'shofar means if the entire kol is a raspy kol, or it's a thick kol, or it's a high kol, or it's a low kol, or whatever, that's fine. But for the kol to change in the middle of the tkia, maybe some of the poskim would say that would be a problem. That's the basis of the Maril Diskin's chumrah. He would have a bal tokea stand by him and blow until he was happy. And he went through a lot of bali tokea in Rosh Hashanah. They lived to tell the tale, but it was too much for them afterwards. They blew as much as they could, and then he got another bal tokea to try his luck. No. Minhag Yisrael is not to be makbid for this. I saw this far quote from the Chazon Ish and the Stipler. They weren't so makbid on this. They said kol ha'kolos k'sherim b'shofar. The one thing you should point out is that the bali tokea should not do what a number of them have accustomed to do. Some people, when they start at tkia, they start by doing ooh, ooh, ooh. Right, they say ooh, ooh, or they end by saying ooh, ooh. So to add that link, that knach, or that wrinkle at the beginning or the end, lachara, that's not appropriate. Because you should try as best as you can to make it a kol pashut. You should try to be a straight kol. Some people do that. Recently, I find more bali tokea are trying to make the kol completely pashut. Just straight. Ooh, that's it. Straight from beginning to end. So if it gets raspy in the middle, for that, Minhag Yisrael is to be makel. But to add a wrinkle at the beginning or a wrinkle at the end, presumably it's probably better to avoid that. So someone mentioned before something about the Shvarim Trua. Do we breathe? Do we not breathe? You're definitely supposed to breathe. The question is, are you supposed to breathe during the Shvarim Trua? We have to breathe. But the question is, do we breathe during the Shvarim Trua? That is the $1,000 question. So that's a machlokes harishonah, whether you're supposed to breathe during the Shvarim Trua. The Ramban felt that the Shvarim Trua is supposed to be blown b'neshima achas, dafka b'neshima achas, without breathing in the middle. Because it's mitzvah achas. According to that approach, that you're supposed to blow tashrat, that's because we hold Shvarim Trua is what the Torah calls a Trua. So how can you breathe in the middle? If you breathe in the middle, you're not... you're treating them as two different kolos. So the Ramban says that you should blow them b'neshima achas. Rabbeinu Tam held, no. You bedafka should blow them b'shtei neshimas. Dafka in two neshimas. Why? Because what's the idea of blowing a tashrag? That's because people cry by first sighing and then crying with short bursts. Rabbi Natan says the normal way people cry is to first sigh and then to do the short bursts. And they don't cry b'neshima achas. They don't sigh and then cry in short bursts b'neshima achas. Normally people sigh, then they breathe in and they cry in short bursts. This is what he says. So he concludes that b'davka you should blow them b'shtei neshimas, because if you blow them b'neshima achas, you'll be blowing the shvarim trua in a way that people don't cry. That's an abnormal way to cry. So that's not really what the shvarim trua is all about. So this is the machlokes harishon. They bring different rayas from Yerushalmi and from other places to the shitos. The machaber concludes in Tavkuf Tzadi Sifdalin Yirei Shamayim Yetzei Yidei Kula that someone wants to be careful with the mitzvah should try to do both. So that's why the minhag developed in many, many places. You'll check with your Baal Tokeya. In many places, they blow the Shvarim Trua B'Neshima Achas for the Tkiyos de Miyusha, but for the Tkiyos de Ma'uma, they'll blow B'Shtei Neshimas. And in fact, the Makri, the person who tells the Baal Tokeya what to blow, even when he's Makri, he reminds the Baal Tokeya how to blow. When he's Makri for the Neshima Achas, he'll say Shvarim Trua, so the person blows a Shvarim Trua B'Neshima Achas. But when he wants to be Makri him for the Shtei Neshimas, he says Shvarim Trua, so he realizes that it's going to be B'Shtei Neshimas. So if you listen to the Makri, you'll probably be able to pick it up. So some are blown b'neshima achas, those are the tchilos de miyusha, some are blown b'shtei neshimos, to be yotze, this is machlokas, Rabbi Natan and the Ramban. Okay. Rav Sternbach points out in his kuntres on tchia shofar, two very important things to keep in mind. One thing he points out is that people have this tendency that when there's a tkiya gedola at the end of the set, they start the davening. They start davening or they stop thinking of the tkiya. Right? L'moshal, at the end of Malchias Zechonos and Shofar, what do we say after tkiya shofar? Hayom harasola. So people start to say the piyut even before the tkiya is finished. Because, you know, they say, okay, it's enough already. It's enough. It's long enough. So he says that's not really correct. You really shouldn't do that. What's his raya? He says, we know the Mishnah says, Taka Barishona, Umasha Vishniya Kishtaim, Em Biyado Ela Achas. If you blow one tkiya, then you blow the Trua, and then you blow the second tkiya very long, and you want it to count for the end of the first set and the beginning of the next set. So the Mishnah says, Em Biyado Ela Achas. You only have one. Which one? What does it mean that you only have one? What do you think, Moshe? Pashim Shad is you only have the second one, right? You can't count as two, you only have one. There's one position in the Rishon, the Shita of the Ritz Geus, that Ein Biyado El Achas means you have nothing of the second Tkiya. The second Tkiya counts for nothing. Only the first Tkiya counts. The second Tkiya doesn't count for anything. Why not? Because since you had in mind that it should count for two Tkiyos, both for the Tkiya La'acharea and for the Tkiya La'fonea, it can't count for either. Because each Tkiya, you must have Kavana, Dafka, for that particular Tkiya. So according to the Ritz Geis, clearly, if you would not have kavana for the tkiya from beginning to end, chori, you would not be yotze. You have to have kavana for this particular tkiya. Not only do you have to have kavana for the tkiya from the beginning to the end, but you have to have kavana for that particular tkiya, whether it should be tkiya lefanah, la'acharea. Right? Certainly, if you're going to start talking in the middle of the tkiya, it's going to break up that whole tkiya. But even for the Rishonim who disagree with the Ritz Geis, most Rishonim disagree with the Ritz Geis, they'll claim you have the tequila for now. Of course you have. But you'll have a tequila la'acharea, which counts only for one. It doesn't count for two. But you still have the tequila after. It counts for one. So you might say, oh, you see, it counts for one. Yeah, but that's only because you were mechavin that it should be a tequila. But let's say you talk in the middle of the tequila. You start to daven in the middle of the tequila. Or you lose your concentration. You say, okay, it's finished. So if you don't have kavana l'shem tkiya, you're not going to be yotze. Not if you don't have kavana. The shliach tzibur has kavana to be motziyu, but if you don't have kavana to be yotze, you're not going to be yotze. It's only if you have a stam kavana, but if you're talking already, that means that your tkiya is over. So it's very important to keep in mind that you should, no matter what the Baal Tokeya is doing, listen to the Baal Tokeya. Don't run, don't rush to start to say the piyutim, yiratzons, etc. finish the tkiyah. Let the Baal Tekiyah finish the tkiyah and have in mind that kavana from the beginning of the tkiyah to the end. Make sure that you get the whole tkiyah. Okay. For the sake of time, we'll skip the other chumrah that Reb Sternbach has. We'll just mention the famous case. You can't talk about tkiyah shofar without mentioning the famous case that the Rush talked about. Ma'aseira b'magenza. There was a story that happened in Mainz. Ma'aseira b'magenza. The Rush even gives the year it happened. What year did this happen? Here's the story of the Rush. Page 12, the last page. Ma'aseira b'magenza. Bishnas tof kuf he. What happened? The Baal Tekiyah started blowing a tashrat. We're not going to read it inside. Let's just run through it. The Baal Tekiyah started blowing a tashrat, but he only blew two shvarim. He blew two shvarim, and then he started blowing a truah. Then the Kohel realized he only blew two shvarim, so they said, you know, they motioned him to go back to finish the shever. They wanted him to finish the third shever and then to blow the truah again. And what happened? He finished the truah already. So they forced him to go back. They forced him to go back to the beginning, meaning to blow the tkiyah again. He started to do the truah. Some people sent him back. Other people said, some people wanted him to go back to the tkiyah at that point already. Some people wanted him to blow the shever. And he went back to the very beginning. To the very beginning of the Tashrats. All the way back to the beginning. So there's a whole discussion in the Rishonim. Did he do right? Did they not do right? Did they chepe him? Right? Was it unnecessary that they chepe him? So the Ravon paskind that he didn't have to go back. He didn't have to go back. Because he's being osek in the coal that he's blowing. Shvarim true is the coal that he's blowing. So he made a mistake. He made a mistake, fine. But he doesn't have to go back. Let him just blow another shvarim true. Even if he finished the trua. The Ravon actually says that if he finished the trua, he would have to go back. But the Rush assumes that there's no way. So what that he finished the trua? He's trying to blow a shvarim trua. He made a mistake. So let the poor guy just go back to the shvarim trua. He doesn't have to repeat the tkiya. He certainly doesn't have to go back to the beginning of the tashrats. He blows two tashrats beautifully. Ah, I never heard such colors before. And then in the last of the tashrats, he makes a mistake in the shvarim truah. So he's going to send them back to the beginning of the three tashrats. Certainly not. I would say even if it's tekiyot miyushav, even if it's the first tekiyot. But if he made a mistake while he's trying to blow a good coal, he didn't put in a bad coal, says the Rush. It's not like he put a bad coal in there. He put in a coal he was supposed to blow. He started a shvarim, and then he put a trua in, but he's supposed to be blowing a trua. It's not like he put a different coal in there. Says the Rush, if he were in the middle of a set of tashat, and he put a trua in there, obviously that's the problem. Says the Rush, in such a case, he'd have to go back to the tkiyah. He'd have to go back to the beginning of that set. Because he ruined the whole thing. It has to be a tkiyah, trua, tkiyah. So if you put a bad coal in the middle there, of course it's going to be a problem. But the Rush says, if he didn't put a bad coal, what did he do wrong? He didn't blow the shvarim properly, so let him just go back to the shvarim. This is a very important yisod. The Rush tells us that the only time that there's a problem with the Baal Tekiyah makes a mistake, and it happens all the time. The Baal Tekiyah tries to blow a tkiyah. He can't get it to work. So if it's the first tkiyah of the set, of course he just blows the tkiyah again. But if he blew the tkiyah, he blew a shvarim truah. Now he's blowing the second tkiyah. He can't get it to work. So he's got to go back to the beginning. No, he just tries to blow that tkiyah, and that's all. That's because he's trying to blow a kol that belongs in that set. If he blows a kol that doesn't belong in the set, and it could happen. With a makri, it doesn't happen as much. Because the Baal Tekiyah should hear from the makri what he's supposed to blow. But it could happen that he makes a mistake, he's tzimisht, I don't know, he gets confused, instead of blowing a shever, he blows a truah. In that case, he has to go back. Or let's say he wanted to blow a shever, but somehow a truah came out, and he doesn't even understand how it came out, but it came out shorter kolos, not a longer kol. Or maybe he wanted to blow a truah, but a longer kol came out. Let's say he's supposed to blow tarat, and he blew, do. That's not good. He's got to blow, do. He can't have like a... what would you call it? Like a something hanging onto the first short blast of the trua. Do, 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 do. That's like a shever into a trua. You can't do that. You have to have only a trua there. So if he blows the wrong coal, certainly he should have to go back to the tkiya. But if he doesn't blow the wrong coal, he's being osik in blowing the right coal, there shouldn't be a problem at all. That's what the Rush says. In fact, the Rush concludes, look at that Rush one more second. In source 12, in page 12, the Rush says, Upa'amim Rabos, you see the Upa'amim underlined by the arrow? Upa'amim Rabos, Shatokeh Maschil Et Koa, Be'ina Kol Ola Lo Yofet. Sometimes the Baltokeh begins to blow, and it doesn't go well. Uposek Umaschil Et Koa, Ola Haria, V'lo Mifsum Mishum Shevzi Be'kol Kotzer. It doesn't become puzzle. The Lo Mikri Hefzik says the Rush, Kevin She'ein Zeh Kol Acher. If it's not a Kol Acher, if he didn't put a Kol Acher in the middle there, then there's no problem. Okay, this is a very important thing to keep in mind. I saw in the Sefer Nefesh HaRav, Rabbi Shaita quotes that the Rav was very makpid, that if the Baal Tokeh made any mistake in the middle, he would force him to go back to the Tkiyah in the beginning. And Rav Shechter writes that if the Tzibur that was standing there at the Tkiyah Shofar by the Rav, sometimes they were very confused because it sounded something like this. It was like a Tkiyah, and then Shram Trua, and then Tkiyah, and Shram Trua, and Tkiyah, and Shram Trua, and Tkiyah, and Shram Trua, and they didn't, and it was just going on and on. They didn't realize. Just one second. They were looking at the max and they said, you're only supposed to blow three. Why is he blowing more? And they didn't realize, no, the Rav wanted him to start over again from the beginning of the tkiyah. So he never even finished the first Shvarm Trua. That's why he was blowing so many of them. It's not that he was blowing so many sets of tkiyah, Shvarm Trua, tkiyah. The Rav was very medakte, but Rabbi Shechter writes, he doesn't really know where the Rav got this from. The Rush clearly is mekel, that if the Baal Tokeh simply makes a mistake, he's trying to blow Shvarm Trua, and it's not olalo, it doesn't work, there's no chiyuv to go back. We should point out also that this idea that he should have to go back to the very beginning of the set of Tashrak, let's say he's blowing Tashrak, he blew two already, now he's blowing the third Tashrak, so he made a mistake in the third Tashrak, he's got to go back to the first, let's say he really made a mistake, let's say he starts to blow a different coal, well let's say he's blowing Tashrak, and in the third Tashrak, he blows a Trua also, he should have to go back to the beginning of the Tashrak. So some of the Rishonim Taka say, yes, we do. The Rush and the Shulchan Aruch passes, you don't. Shulchan Aruch passes like the Ramban and the Rush, like Rav Yishonim, that even if the Baal Tokeh made a mistake and put a bad coal in there, we're not talking about that he's trying to blow the right thing. Put a bad coal in there, the maximum he just has to go back to the Tekiah of that line. Not of the whole set. Why? Why? What's the difference? What's the spark? So the Ramban has a line, he says, it's clear that the three tashrats and three tashrats and three taras are not viewed as a chativa achas. They're not one unit. They couldn't be one unit, he says. Because if they would be one unit, then how can we blow in Malchus, Zechonos, and Shavuos, we blow tashrat, tashat, and tarat in Malchus, tashrat, tashat, and tarat in Zechonos, tashrat, tashat, and tarat on Shavuos. If all the tashrats are one unit, so there's a tremendous hefzik between the tashrats. You're blowing a tashrat from Malchus, a tashrat from Zechonos, and a tashrat from Shofros. How can they combine to be one unit? That's the Ramban's raya, that it must be that each tashrat, each line of tashrat, each line of tashrat, each line of tarat must be a unit unto itself. So even though, yes, you have to blow three, because there's a chiyuv to blow in shalosh, say the tfilo, shalosh, 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 but we don't look at each group of nine as being a whole unit, so that if the Baal Tokeh makes a mistake anywhere in there, he should have to go back from the beginning. Each line is a separate unit. So if each line is a separate unit, maximum, if the Baal Tokeh made a mistake in the middle by the Trua, he should only have to go back to the Tkiyah of that line. Okay, this is how the Shulchan Aruch passes. Of course, there's a lot more in the Seder of Tkiyah Shofar, but I think we have a basic understanding. We have an understanding of the basic Yisodos of Tkiyah Shofar, and Mitzvah Shem, we should be Yotzei, Kedasu, Kedin. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should listen to the tefillos that the tekiyos really are coming to embellish. He should listen to our tefillos, and he should give us a shnas chayim shofar.